The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about the Hidden Figures movie and the trail those pioneering women blazed for black women scientists. My guests are Angela Mason. She's an engineer and mission manager with NASA, and Dr. Dana Williams, chair of the English department and a women's studies scholar here at Howard University. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Tanya, calling from Maryland. Tanya, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, I was calling because I'm a young engineer. I'm 25, and I go around to different schools to talk about engineering for career days. And young black girls have come up to me and said, oh my gosh, I've never heard about civil engineering, but I'm going to look into it, make it sound so cool. And I've cried because when I was that age, I didn't have a figure of a young black woman doing engineering. And I kind of just like stumbled into engineering as well.
Interesting. Dr. Williams, talk to me about the importance of black women, particularly in this field, being role models. Because even though there are more and more of them coming into the field, they're still a really small minority.
It's so critical, particularly at those young ages. It's wonderful that you were able to, Angela, fall into engineering, if you will, and mathematics while you're at Hampton, and I think that's really important. And again, we were joking about this earlier. The common theme is the HBCU, to some degree, being a good place where people are nurtured and mentored towards those fields. But in the younger ages, I would really, really like to see, and there very well may be, so if there's a caller who knows about it, please, please do share it with us. But I would really like to see some children's books about black women who've been in STEM. And we tell students all the time, and this is in our freshman seminar class here at Howard, for instance, that there are two figures that we start with, Jehudi and Sashet, who come out of a comedic tradition, or what we know now is Egypt. And Sashet is actually the goddess of math, architecture, astrology, and writing. And so that is so critical that we begin to think about that link between innovation, art, science, liberal arts, and mathematics. So I think it's so important for children to see role models who are living, but then also to be able to read about it in a children's book to understand math isn't this hard thing that can't be accessed or that can't be achieved, that they come from a tradition or they're heirs to a tradition of people who built pyramids.
Yes.
And there was a woman who was a compatriot to Jehudi, who's the male figure, but you never see one without the other.
Mm. Fascinating. Tanya, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Gloria, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Gloria. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I love your show, Harold.
Thank you so much.
My daughter, my former husband, and I both are from Howard University. My granddaughter just recently graduated from Penn State University with a high B, almost an A-plus in astrophysics with a minor in interplanetary sciences. She has been awarded with science, you know, everything from doing stuff on space exploration and projects with NASA. But she's having a difficult time with finding a position. And I want to know, how can we help her not get discouraged and move forward? She is now considering starting her program in a master's program. But she's very smart. She's very bright. She's articulate. She is, you know, she's got all the package, but she's just having a difficult time breaking the barrier.
Suggestions, Angela?
Yes. Let me see where to start. Well, NASA has a lot of internships, and you can go to NASA.gov and then, you know, research internships. And also, too, I'm going to give Harold Fisher my email.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me put that. I forgot to say this. It was a 5-year program. She mm-hmm. did it in 4.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, but and the thing about it, I think most students have to apply for these, like for summer internships. Usually in the wintertime, when they go home for Christmas break, that's the best time to apply for a lot of the summer internships because they usually close like the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of students wait until, you know, they get home, you know, in the summer, and then it's too late. But Are you telling me that she's already graduated now?
Yes. In August, she will be out for 2 years.
Where is she?
She's right here in Charles County, Waldorf, Maryland.
Okay. Wow. Well, one of the other things, and I was actually talking to Angela about this just before we went on the air. Next week is the BEA Conference, the Black Engineer of the Year Awards.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Wardman Marriott in Northwest. And if she can scrape some pennies or her loving mother can write a check and get her in there, the job fair is humongous.
Okay.
I mean, humongous.
Uh-huh.
Dozens and dozens of...
What's the date again?
It's February 9th through the 11th. Tell her to Google BEYA, B-E-Y-A. It's the Black Engineer of the Year Award. She's got to register to get in there.
Uh-huh.
But
and that's a Wardman right here in D.C.?
That's correct. Okay. And it's going to be on the 9th, B-E-Y-A. And if she's all that... You say she is.
Oh, she is, trust me.
Then, you know.
I wouldn't be on the air making an idiot out of myself.
And just tell her to have her resume ready.
Oh,
absolutely.
No.
And her game face.
And what?
And her game face.
Oh, she's got that too.
Game face, yeah. It's next week, so she needs to hurry. And they're.
Get on board with that. Because you know what the registration fee is?
I don't know. But, just tell her to Google it. Because, historically, BEA, they're handing out jobs like pancakes up there.
Super.
All right.
Great.
And,
thank you.
And all of the major technical corporations are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And her peers are there.
Okay.
Black engineers, rocket scientists, military
That's
and the
what
like.
I used to call her rocket scientists. They're
there you go.
Parents. Don't blow the garage off the side of the house. <you know? laughs>
Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phone lines, Angela, help me out here because, as I mentioned, I'm still trying to get rid of my VCR. What is a – your title is a mission manager?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm responsible for some future satellite missions. I have four missions in the earth science area. And so a mission manager is similar to a project manager. I oversee the whole project from the beginning, from cradle to grave.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my projects is really further along. We're in, it's different phases. So we're sort of like in a mid phase, phase C. But it won't launch until 2021.
So for the layman, help me out. So what are you doing that you can tell me?
We're actually building a spacecraft, but it's not a shuttle. It's not a manned spacecraft where you have an astronaut in it. This is an earth science spacecraft. We call them satellites.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular one of the ones that I'm thinking of that I'm involved in, which is, I guess, a good one to talk about, is called SWOT. And that's the acronym, SWOT, and it stands for Surface Water Ocean Topography. And it's going to actually acquire science in oceanography and hydrology to help, study, the ocean and also surface water mm-hmm. as well. And a lot of our weather information comes from the ocean. So it's just so many different applications that we will get from the results from the data from once it's launched mm-hmm. to help us with adverse weather condition along with just a numerous of applications.
I feel really dumb right now. What do you do, Dr. Williams? Can you follow that one? I really think that is amazing because, again, we don't have an opportunity to see, a lot of Black women, doing the kind of work, that you do. And when I was just mentioning to Dr. Williams about being, a role model, not just for Black girls, but also I think, and help me with this, Dr. Williams, I think this can also really change the image for black boys and black men when it comes to, you know, how they look at professional women.
I agree. For all of the reasons that you suggest, we begin to see, for instance, in the movie, you see the character who plays opposite of Taraji, and that ultimately becomes her husband, when she says, you know, yes, they do hire men at NASA. I mean, they do hire women at NASA, not because of we wear skirts, but because we wear glasses.
Right.
So she makes the joke essentially that, you know, it's because she wears glasses and is smart that makes her not only a good fit for NASA, but also the short skirt makes her to some degree a good fit for him, although she pushes back from him. So I think that interaction is a critical one. It's also critical that we see Catherine's parents together in terms of nurturing her and allowing her the space to grow up. And that, you know, she has a family of her own. I mean, that these women don't have to just be scientists, and that being a scientist or being a mathematician or being in a STEM field doesn't mean that you don't also have that pairing. And I think, again, just to go back to that kind of comedic example, you never saw Jehudi without Shoshette, never saw Shoshette without Jehudi. It really does break down that barrier or that kind of false line of demarcation between black men and black women, who aren't typically at war with each other. In fact, they're typically together.
And can I say also in the movie, you know, Mary Jackson, you know, her character and the relationship that she has, you know, with her husband and him being, you know, supportive, because, again, you know, she is, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, her brain is much more expansive than his. And, you know, she's got a whole lot going on between her ears. And he is not intimidated. He is not bothered. That's still his, you know, his wife. And so I think that the movie really paints this, you know, really, really great picture, not just for, you know, black women scientists, but also for, you know, for the black family. I think it's just wonderful. Yeah. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. O'Brien calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello. I wanted to applaud your guests for the comments they made, but I wanted to specifically thank Angela for her reference to the National Technical Association, because from a historical perspective, I am the daughter of James C. Jones, who is one of the founders of the National Technical Association.
Oh, wow.
He was a parliamentarian for years and years. And as a young girl, I grew up keeping the records for the National Technical Association. And this was an organization that gave young people, both male and female, but all minorities, the opportunity to grow and experience other opportunities in the technical fields, from building to architecture,
yes,
to engineering, to mechanical drawing, everything, to space programs, because the majority institutions did not accept our young people as an association, as an organization, or in terms of educational opportunities.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to thank you for mentioning the National Technical Association, because it was the mainstay, the bane of existence for many young black persons who were in the technical and engineering field for years.
Yes.
And I'm so appreciative of your making that statement. And just as an aside, the McKissick family, who were architects who I knew very well growing up, the generational McKissick, not the current ones, who are actually my contemporaries, who helped to do the architectural design for the new African-American Museum and African-American Culture and History.
Yeah.
They were part of the founding fathers of the National Technical Association as well.
And I think, Dr. O'Brien, because I'm out of time, I've got to take a break, but I also think this may also be the architectural firm that was involved in the Martin Luther King Memorial. So yes, very, very familiar with it, and certainly thank you for sharing. I need to take a break. When we come back, Barbara from Columbia, Sophia in Fairfax, and Nikki in Suitland will be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about the Hidden Figures movie and the trail those pioneering women blazed for black women scientists. Let me go back to the phone lines. Nikki calling from Suitland. Thanks for calling, Nikki. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold and guests. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited about the movie and what it has inspired me to go back to school and get my master's in mathematics. And my thing was, I know people who have, gotten degrees, but they fall short on getting their foot in the door somewhere, like networking with engineers and mathematicians and other scientists. So I know someone who has a degree in microbiology, and having a hard time, trying to get make a career choice, I believe. So now it's been a minute since I've been in school, and I wanted to get some direction on what I should do to network and also get myself acclimated to go back to, taking some more math classes.
Angela, go right ahead.
Okay. One area is very important. We were just talking about this, is to try to get involved with some of these organizations. The National Technical Association, I'm not sure how active they are now, but there's another organization called NSBE, which is the National Society of Black Engineers, and they are, you can Google NSBE, and get involved in some of those organizations, because there's a lot of opportunities that they have. They have different conferences, and they have, at those conferences, they have job fairs, such as this big one that's coming up.
The Bayer one. Mm-hmm, next week. Mm-hmm.
And that way you can do a lot of networking, and you can also get your name out at these different companies. And also, a lot of students want to graduate fast. If the program is a 4-year program or a 5-year program, it's important, if you can, just go ahead and take a co-op, take a semester off and work at a company to get some experience, so they can't say you don't have any engineering experience. And internships, that's in the summertime. And it's important also to apply for summer internships around your winter break. Don't wait until, after you come home, because then those positions have already been taken. And a lot of those positions close the beginning of February. So take advantage of a lot of the summer internships. And if those don't open up, maybe you can even see if you can volunteer somewhere. I encourage someone who was in the IT field to see if they can volunteer to maybe help with IT at a library, because you can still put that kind of information on your resume to help build your resume up.
And also, Nikki, before I let you go, if you want to find out more about BEYA, it's BEYA.org. And the website pops right up. And also for NSBE,
National Society of Black Engineers. It might be just NSBE, make sure I give it to you right. NSBE.
Yeah. NSBE.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go. So good luck to you, Nikki, and thank you so much for sharing with us. We appreciate
Congratulations for going back to school.
Absolutely. Good luck
Thank
to you.
You.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sophia calling from Fairfax. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just love the subject today about Woman in STEM,
mm-hmm.
and discussing the Hidden Figures movie, because it was one of the best movies I've seen in my life. And personally, as an electrical engineering student, black female in college, it really speaks to me. And it speaks to all the other women who have been talking so far on the show.
Okay. Well, Sophia, thank you so much. We appreciate your phone call.
I'm glad she brought up Hidden Figures.
Sure, go ahead.
Because also, too, I actually just met the author of Hidden Figures. Her name is Margot Lee Shetterly. I met her in August, but I know her parents. Robert Lee, which is her father, actually was an engineer and physicist at NASA. He retired from NASA. And her mother, Margaret Lee, actually edited my thesis when I got my master's degree. So
wow.
This movie is just so personal to me. And I asked Robert, I said, How did Margot come up with writing the story about Hidden Figures? And he told me that when she was in Sunday school, her Sunday school teacher was a human computer, which these women in Hidden Figures, that's what they were. They were human computers because it was before the mainstream computers was in play. So I just, I found that very fascinating.
Well, Sophia, thank you so much for sharing with us. Let me go to Barbara calling from Columbia. What's on your mind, Barbara?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I applaud your, the ladies that's on your panel today. So I know how important it is for young girls to get into STEM. So my daughter is 13, and I heard the young lady say that she was really good in math. But what about the average child that's average in math, but I know I want to get her or push her towards a STEM career? How do I, one, motivate her? Then secondly, being in the DMV area only for 2 years, it's hard for me to find a club for her or an organization that I can connect her with. I'm having a hard time finding that around in this area.
Okay. Well, first, as far as getting her motivated in math, and she's an average student, sometimes it could be the teacher that she has that, like, I know I had a geometry teacher that she, you know, she just, I just couldn't get with her as far as her teaching, and it didn't it kind of discouraged me at that point, but I excelled, you know, after that, but it did discourage me a little bit, and that could be I'm not saying it's a problem, but it could be, but I would encourage her to continue to take her math classes and also to get a tutor, because it is so exciting when you do get it. And also, don't wait till the last minute, because math builds. You know, a lot of people wait until the third semester to try to get help. But the class is way beyond that, because, you know, they're mostly formulas. And so, you know, you have to know it's kind of sequential sort of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it builds. So start early getting her tutors, even if she's doing well, because once she gets it, it gets so exciting, and then she'll love math.
I think all of my responses, Barbara, are based on my own background as an English person. For instance, I would be very mindful of her narrative about math. Listen very carefully to what she says about math and what you say her family members say. So don't say things to her like, I didn't get math, or I wasn't good at math, or math is really hard. But pay attention to what it is that she's saying so that, as Angela was suggesting, you can know exactly where the barriers are. The other thing that I would say is that you should play to her strengths. I'll tell you, I was an undergraduate English major, went on to earn the PhD in English, but my first job was as a math teacher. My very first job was as a math teacher, and middle school math at that, pre-algebra for accelerated students. My father, interestingly enough, was a math and science educator before he went on to own his own business and to do construction and some other things. So I was fairly good at it, but my mindset was one of the humanities and innovation. I could do everything from programming to solving quadratic equations fairly easily, but my strength was really in kind of effective communication and problem solving, kind of piecing things together. So I was really good at complex things, but play to her strengths. If she doesn't want to be a math person, it's all right. She will still use the skills that are so critical for liberal arts in the math, and she too might be a math teacher someday.
I also wanted to add as well, for particularly college students, one thing that helped me was, even though I got the math, the calculus, and the different classes I was taking, I would actually do my homework in the tutor lab, because that way, if I got stuck, I can, you know, get somebody to help me get through that problem. Because trust me, if I was in my dorm room and I got stuck, I would close that book and it would be over.
Yeah, you'd be
So I want to just encourage, to take advantage of tutor labs, especially college students. You know, just do your homework there. Get it over with.
And when you're looking for those things for her to do, always start with colleges. So look at colleges in the area and do a search of summer programs. I know they have programs. I don't know what the age, what your daughter's age is, but they have programs at Howard, for instance, for students who are in STEM fields. We also, of course, have programs in the arts, everything from performing arts to visual arts. But you can probably find something for her at a college, if not at a junior college or a community college.
Okay. Even though she's 13?
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
That's the age.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That yeah, she's a teenager. And so, yeah, time for her to jump in with both feet. So,
okay.
Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I only have a few minutes left. And you did say earlier, Angela, that you did have some of the struggles that were portrayed in the movie in dealing with, you know, your colleagues and breaking through career-wise. What kind of things did you have to deal with as we kind of wrap up?
Well, in the field, as you know, it's still today, it's a very male-dominated field. And I've been with NASA for 28 years.
Wow.
So early on, it was, I could be the only engineer leading a meeting, maybe 50 people, and it was just me, and the others, 49, could be with white males. Mm-hmm. You know, now that I started out again at NASA Langley Research Center, which is the center. NASA Langley is where the Women of Hidden Figures, you know, that's where they were, because actually that was the first NASA center. You know, now where I'm at, after 16 years, I transferred to NASA Goddard, which is in Greenbelt.
Exactly.
And I see much more diversity. But so, of course, I had to be able to speak up, to let my voice be heard, because they would try to take your idea. If even if you spoke up, somebody would try to run with the idea that you shared. And that's the other point. I didn't really see that side of Mary Jackson, but I understand that side of Mary Jackson, you know, how they showed her being feisty in the movie, because you really had to be, because you worked around a lot of males and they're very, very competitive.
Well, I think that's a great way to end this conversation. I want to thank you for coming in and sharing, you know, your story. Certainly we salute you. And Dr. Dana Williams, always a pleasure to have you in. You know, always
glad to be here.
Always love to be around the big brain women, I tell you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm in good company tonight. So, ladies, thank you so much. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, February 2nd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR, or H Fisher, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for the